The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
9393. That's 800-656-9393.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on The Don Crow Show. It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Well, hello there, folks. How are you? Feels like Friday, but it's only Tuesday. Welcome to this edition of the show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We talk about things going on. For example, a DailySignal.com story, students brushed aside as Christian school cut from voucher program. It's a Maryland story. State of Maryland found out that Bethel Christian Academy affirms biblical view of marriage in its student handbook. How dare it? Officials last fall cut the Baltimore area school from a state-sponsored school voucher program, arguing it practiced sexual discrimination. Now the principal of the school says at least six students no longer can afford to attend Bethel. It's a K-12 school in Savage, Maryland. And in an effort to, you know, live up to its own standard, Bethel, I think rightly so, is taking the case to court, claiming religious discrimination by the state. The case is being handled by ADF, our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Bethel principal Claire Dunt told the Daily Signal in a phone interview that in addition to the six students who were unable to attend Bethel this last year, others likely were interested in enrolling but didn't after finding out they couldn't use the voucher to cover tuition costs. So it's a case we're going to be tracking. In fact, we'll be talking with folks hopefully this week before the week's over from Alliance Defending Freedom. As a matter of fact, Christiana Holcomb, legal counsel representing the school in the case, told the Daily Signal, "What Maryland has done in picking out Bethel from the school voucher program with no reason is truly hostile to Bethel's position on sexuality. The state law says Maryland cannot require a religious entity to change its policy or change its belief. But Holcomb said that's essentially what the state's insisting Bethel do in order to participate in the state's voucher program. Adding, it's sad that a government is so hostile to traditional marriage that it's willing to harm students in the process." So as I say, we're going to track this case, talk more about it, dig into it with the folks from ADF this week. Speaking of cases that, and Maryland again in the news on this one, Liberty Counsel in federal district court this week seeking a preliminary and permanent injunction against a Maryland law which prohibits minors from receiving voluntary counseling from licensed professionals to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion. It drives me crazy, folks, on its very face. This is so unjust on several fronts, and it's unconstitutional. But I'm not a lawyer. Matt Staver is. As a matter of fact, he'll join me in just a few minutes to flesh out this story. Of course, Matt is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. But I tell you what, the law is being used illegally, unconstitutionally, to turn our values upside down and stand them on their head across the country. By the way, there's a bill of similar effort, I think, ongoing in Virginia. And we've tracked that in the past. We'll follow up on that as well. Meanwhile, USURF Commissioner Gary Bauer says China's persecution of Christian house churches is a stain on its international reputation. I know all of you who track these stories would agree. China has historically been just anathema to the Christian church and people of faith. Not only Christians, by the way, but Muslims and other people of religious belief. But China has ratcheted up its efforts against the Christian church, tearing down churches. As you know, you've been seeing this. Open Doors has reported heavily on it. We've talked about it here on the show and will continue to. And imprisoning pastors, as it has done historically. My goodness, I was thinking the other day of the great Christian leader who has blessed so many. Watchman Nee, now long since gone on to his eternal reward. The last I recalled, he'd been imprisoned between 16 and 20 different times, and in every effort they sought to brainwash this great man of God, could never do it, but that's the kind of, and that was back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and they're still doing it, and they've ratcheted it up again. Now, Gary Bauer says, China may strive to be a leading economic power, but the world cannot forget the government's deplorable treatment of religious believers and peaceful advocates within its borders. So he's going to join me later this hour to talk about a specific and particular case involving an underground Christian church leader who Gary is calling China out on, calling them to publicly release this man. So we'll have those details as well. All of this while, of course, there's so much trouble in the world, so much suffering, but nonetheless, as the old saying goes, you can either curse the darkness or light a candle, right? And there's so many ways of doing that. I mean, your prayers. See, I see prayer and advocacy as one and the same. Prayer is the advocacy that Christians have before the throne of heaven itself. We can advocate along with the great advocator, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can intercede and pray on behalf of suffering Christians all over the world, such as those in China and other parts of the world. And you may say, well, how do I know if my prayers are ever answered? Well, James said if you're a double-minded person, they won't be. If you think, well, maybe God will hear me, maybe he won't, then he's already answered that question. But he said, if we believe that God hears us when we pray, and that certainly if there's any concern over the suffering church, it's in heaven, I'll tell you that right now. Scripture's full of indications of that. But God has, for his own purposes, chosen to link the likes of you and me to be advocates for the suffering church before heaven's throne, but also advocates right here on earth, speaking out wherever we can to government entities, to agencies, to voices that need to be raised on behalf of the persecuted church. And I've long admired our dear friend Frank Wolf. It took a congressman. I've got to mention this. I've said it off mic a lot. We have to, you know, give accolades and honor and recognition to a congressman versus someone within the church community as a pastor or a church leader. He's the one who's been calling out the church over the years, saying, where's your voice? Where's your voice of advocacy? And thank goodness his challenge is being increasingly heard and responded to as more and more Christian leaders are raising their voices. I'm simply saying, how about you and me? That's why we talk about these things on a regular basis here on WAPA and on the Don Crow Show. Now, stay with us. Matt Staver's coming right up to talk about this Maryland case that I think we all should have a vested interest in.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on, No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Well, a bill signed into law by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan went into effect last October 1st. It ought to concern every Marylander. In fact, it ought to concern all of us as Americans, as it represents, in my view, a serious threat to our constitutional freedoms, and it's spreading like a deadly virus through a number of the states. In fact, the bill, SB 1028, has just been challenged in Maryland Federal District Court by Liberty Counsel, seeking a preliminary and permanent injunction against the law's enforcement. Join us to explain why this action needs to be taken and what it's all about is our good friend Matt Staver. Matt, what can you tell us about this case of Doyle versus Hogan?
Well, it's one of a number of different laws that began in California a few years ago and then spread over to New Jersey and from there ultimately spread around the country. We challenged those first two cases out of California and then New Jersey. They went to the Court of Appeals. Unfortunately, the Court of Appeals upheld them and created a brand new category called professional speech, saying that professional speech, speech by professionals, is not entitled to the same level of First Amendment protection. I'll circle back to that in a minute because there's been some amazing developments at the U.S. Supreme Court. As a result of those two situations, different states, including Maryland, began passing these laws, and these laws say that minors cannot receive, nor can counselors provide any counsel regarding unwanted same-sex attraction behavior or gender confusion. So if the client wants to overcome or not act on certain behavior, they are not able under these particular laws, and they're now in about 14 states and 51 localities, they're not able to get the kind of counsel that they need and desperately benefit from under these laws. Well, here's the good news. The good news is that last year in one of our cases at the U.S. Supreme Court involving crisis pregnancy centers, the state of California argued that this new category of professional speech should benefit them and the crisis pregnancy centers should be forced to carry a message that the state wanted to promote abortion. The Supreme Court disagreed and specifically overruled those first two counseling cases that were our cases. They cited them by name. They said there is no such category as professional speech, and we've never recognized such a category, and they overruled those cases. So that's why we have new wind in our sails to continue litigating these cases and get one of these particular challenges, like the Maryland one, back up to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike these laws down across the country.
As I mentioned in the outset before we had you join us, there's an effort similar, is there not, going on right here in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Yeah, there's an effort there by the governor, in fact. They couldn't get it passed through the legislature, so what they did is they used one of their administrative agencies that deals with licensing for professional counselors. And they've imposed that same thing in the administrative regulation in a different way because they couldn't get it passed through both houses and both chambers and through both parties of the legislature. So they've done an end run, and they're saying, well, they're going to just sort of make up the law as they wish, despite the fact that there's no legislative basis for it, and they're just putting it in their administrative law that licenses these counselors. And here's what we have. There's no place in counseling. You can't think of a single one where a particular viewpoint on counseling is banned, but the other viewpoint is okay. And under these laws, it's okay to, in fact, encouraged for the counselor to override the client's wishes and to force them into accepting something that they don't want, same-sex attraction, behavior, or gender confusion. No other area of counseling is that possible. And so what these laws do is they force the counselor to override the client's wishes, and they deprive the client and the counselor of being able to provide the counsel that that client desperately seeks and that is beneficial to them. Even when these laws have come down, in the midst of a client counseling session in which a client has been helped by the counselor, clients that we have seen and represented, individuals that have had these unwanted attractions. Some of them began after sexual abuse, and they began to have these unwanted desires to act in a similar way to the way that they were abused. Or they go through periods of gender confusion, kind of their identity crisis, if you will. And they want to ultimately resolve that in a way that is in line with their value system. And they've been able to be pulled, many of these, back from low self-esteem, problems dealing with their parents, dealing with their peers. Some of them were suicidal. And they've ultimately had drastic, dramatic changes where their self-esteem has gone up. The parents' relationship with the child has improved. They're no longer suicidal. They have hope. And these laws have passed, And now the counselor is being forced to say, I can't give you that counsel anymore, even though it's benefited you and helped you. So this is dangerous when the state tries to micromanage what goes on in the privacy of a counseling session.
And would it be a stretch, Matt, to say that's about as logical as telling someone who has a drug abuse problem or an alcohol problem, look, for whatever reason, we cannot allow the therapist to give you this counsel anymore? I mean, that's about as logical, isn't it?
That's right. You know, take, for example, someone who had an affair and they were unfaithful to their spouse. And now they're under stress and tension, and they're very neglectful and regretful. And they want to go to a counselor to overcome that and to deal with that situation. And the counselor says, hey, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's healthy and beneficial to actually engage in these infidelity episodes of yours. You don't need to be faithful to your spouse. That's just the society stigma that you need to be monogamous and faithful to your spouse. Well, that's not what the client wants, and that's not what the client needs. And yet that's exactly the same kind of thing, but in the context of unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. We're talking about somebody who, for example, is engaging in unwanted same-sex behavior, doesn't want to do it, wants to break that cycle. And they come to a counselor to help them with that. And instead of getting help, they're forced into and being entrapped into a situation that they want to escape.
We're talking with our good friend Matt Staver, lc.org, libertycouncil.com, two websites. One more quick question about that, and I have another issue I know you're working on. What do you see the track being that this Maryland case is going to take?
Well, we were just in court, and we had a very detailed, filled with PowerPoint, lots of studies and information, lots of argument that we did to our oral argument yesterday, lots of questions and so forth, good presentation. The state fumbled through and muddled up about 45 minutes of its illogical argument, but now we're waiting on the judge to make a ruling. Frankly, we know that it's not going to stop here. It'll go to an appellate court no matter which way it goes, and then from there we just want to get one of these cases in maybe Maryland up to the Supreme Court for a final resolution to strike these laws down around the country.
Another quick one out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that I saw you had started work on, or you just posted, school stops punishing students over pronouns. What's that one all about?
Yeah, this is a school involving a sixth-grade student, and the student was punished because he actually said regarding an individual boy that he's a boy, not a girl. And as a result of that, the little boy, the sixth grade, was punished. And the parents contacted us, and we ultimately intervened, sent a demand letter to the school district. It was a PE teacher that ultimately forced this boy, or was punishing this boy. The boy literally said, he referred to the boy as a he, and he said very respectfully that this person is a boy. He's a boy, not a girl. That was his words. And it was true, and he got punished for it. So we got involved, and fortunately the school backed away from that. They took any kind of note of discipline from his file, and they've given us assurances that they will not discipline any student for respectfully using the pronoun that is part of reality. I mean, you know, what's happening in some of these schools, the schools are passing policies forcing kids and teachers to lie when they know, say, this particular person is a boy or a girl. They're forcing them to go against objective reality and refer to them as something that they're not. That is not the place or business of a school. Students are there to learn, not to be indoctrinated with this kind of propaganda. So a good resolution here, and obviously this is not the only place, unfortunately, around the country where this is happening.
But not until the assistant principal, as you cited, actually threatened this boy, saying there are going to be consequences, her word, and then pulling him out of PE class as part of his punishment. So
yeah, got pulled out of PE class. That's right. Already, you know, took some disciplinary action. Here, imagine you're sixth grade. Think about you going back in sixth grade, and in PE, you say they want you to refer to this boy who's in your PE class as a girl. And you say, he's a boy, not a girl. And then the assistant principal comes to you, calls you on the carpet and says, there's going to be consequences to this. You need to refer to this boy as a girl. And it, and then ultimately pulls that boy out of PE class to punish him. And had we not been involved, had the parents not contacted, reach out, this boy would either have this disciplinary action in his record, permanently be banned from PE, be ostracized and punished, but forced, you know, who knows what else would have happened. This could have been a domino effect in other places. He could have faced additional punishment by the school for doing what? For saying something that is objective reality. Boy, you're a girl.
Acting normally, let's say.
Acting normally, yeah. I mean, acting normally. It's, you know, it's just like, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this out. You know, here's a little boy in the PE class, and now he wants to be called a girl, and the sixth grader says, no, he's a boy, not a girl. You know, just common sense stuff. It's like, how are we even at a point in time where we're having to talk about this absurdity? But we have to continue to fight back because this is like Never Never Land, where they're forcing kids and teachers to literally engage in a lie.
Well, keep up the good work, my friend, and we'll continue to talk about it with you. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Again, Matt Staver, founder, chairman, Liberty Council, lc.org, libertycouncil.com. They welcome your prayers and your partnership.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
If you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Now, over in the Arlington area, you want to exercise some caution due to an eastbound and a westbound accident as you're making your way between Carlin Springs Road and Patrick Henry Drive. Expect some lane closures all along your right side, and there is a detour in place. You want to watch out for officials directing traffic, but you might want to avoid this area if at all possible. Staying in Virginia, 66 westbound had that accident in Centerville. It's been moved over to your right shoulder, but you still be stop and go pace with lingering volume between Fairfax County Parkway as you're approaching 28.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
A shower thunderstorm over the portion of the area this evening, partly cloudy the rest of tonight. Humid with the low is 68 to 72. Tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to clouds, hot and very humid with a shower and heavy thunderstorm over the area. I 91. Humid tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low 66 to 70. Very warm, but sticky Thursday, partly sunny. I 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Bars.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. Well, as most of you know, one of the most egregious, long-standing violators of human rights and religious rights, especially the rights of Christians, China, which has recently been ratcheting up its attacks, its assaults on believers and churches and more all through the country. As reported recently in a column at nationalreview.com, over the past decade, rash optimism that China was finally moving past the era of a former communist dictator Mao and his influence has given way to the President Xi Jinping's reconsolidating his power. One of the major ways he's done that, persecuting religious believers. As my guest this hour puts it, China's persecution of Christian house churches is a stain on its international reputation. China may strive to be a leading economic power, but the world cannot forget the government's deplorable treatment of religious believers and peaceful advocates within its borders. Those words from our good friend Gary Bauer. He's a member of USERF, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. And Commissioner Gary, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Don, to talk about this important issue.
It is important. China, of course, getting a lot of attention because of the trade war and all of that with the president. That's another topic for another day. But sadly, the real issues underlying this, such as what we're talking about, don't get the kind of focus I think they should. But you help us do that. And you have a particular case in point that you're concerned about. Talk about your issue with a church leader that you're calling on the Chinese authorities to release. What's that all about?
Well, the church leader is named Hu Shijin. One of the things that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom does is we try to find the names of specific prisoners of conscience, people that whatever country they may find themselves in are imprisoned solely because of the way they worship God or how they seek God. And by singling out a particular individual like this, we try to put a human face on the broader question of persecution in a particular country. In the case of China, sadly, we're talking about millions of people that are being persecuted because of their religion, including Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, followers of Falun Gong. Whatever faith a Chinese citizen pursues, the Chinese Communist government sees it as a threat to the power of the Chinese Communist Party. So I've adopted, for lack of a better word, this Christian underground church leader in China, Hu Shijin, and we are trying to publicly shame the Chinese government into releasing him. I would have to say, Don, it's hard to shame the Chinese government. This is a very oppressive government, and there were a lot of people in this city 25 years ago that told us if we just did more business with China, these problems would clear up. And sadly, the business with China has made things worse, has given China more power, has cost America all kinds of jobs, and is now we're seeing very clearly the abuse of religious liberty and human rights violations seems to be growing in China, not shrinking.
And on that latter note, through the years, there have been calls for any trade deals or any other negotiations to somehow have tied to them religious persecution and religious rights and human rights. But so often that doesn't ever seem to get to the front burner, does it?
It doesn't. And sometimes it's understandable why it doesn't. You know, there might be national security issues or huge economic issues that end up putting human rights on the back burner. But I think what history teaches us is when we try to make deals with countries that deprive their own citizens of basic human rights, and the most basic of all of those is the right to worship as you see fit. When we try to do business with countries that do this to its own citizens, we end up being very disappointed in the results. If they're going to mistreat their own citizens, there's no reason to believe that they will honor any deals they make with countries like the United States. So I, at some point, I was concerned that this whole issue of religious persecution in China would stay on the back burner. But I'm beginning to think, Don, that as China is showing its true face on a whole lot of issues, that we're going to see this issue in the headlines a lot more. And, of course, you know right now it's not quite a religious liberty issue, but you see the problems that are going on in Hong Kong. I think it's more than possible that in the next week we will get up one morning and see headlines that the Chinese army has moved into Hong Kong and crush the mini rebellion going on there.
We're going to come back with more with Gary Bauer. And again, many of you are concerned about these issues. To be armed with good and up-to-date information is part of the battle. Stay with us.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A solid rebound by U.S. stocks today after a Monday sell-off, the market's deepest declines of the year. The major indexes did recoup a solid chunk of those losses. The Dow Industrials gaining 311 points. The NASDAQ Composite rebounded 107. The S&P 500 rose 37. A big gainer today, Shake Shack, shares of which soared 18%. The restaurant chain late yesterday reported better than expected quarterly profits and revenue and raised its guidance for the year. Today it announced plans to team up with Grubhub for delivery service, starting with locations in Chicago, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Air China will suspend its flights on the Beijing-Hawaii route beginning August 27th as travel demand remains weak amid an escalating U.S.-China trade war. The passenger load factor, an industry metric that measures how much of an airline's passenger carrying capacity is used, dropped on the route from 77% last year to 66% this year. Passengers who have purchased tickets for travel after that date will receive a full refund. That's Your Money Now.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi folks, Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival.
But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year scholarship, or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525. Or go online to WAVA.com.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club, sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. The horrific shooting in El Paso shows the folly behind glib, simplistic explanations for deadly violence. For more than a decade, this border metropolis of 680,000 has been one of America's safest cities, despite widespread firearm ownership and limited gun regulation, exposing the illogic behind leftist attempts to blame deadly incidents on law-abiding gun owners. Meanwhile, El Paso's population is 82% Latino, with its low crime history undermining demagogues who connect Hispanic immigration with high levels of violence. In fact, three of the safest big cities anywhere, El Paso, San Jose, and San Diego, each have proportionately huge Latino populations, while cities with the highest murder rates, St. Louis, Baltimore, New Orleans, Detroit, and Cleveland, have at most 7% Latino population, less than half the national average. We must reject simplistic and false explanations in order to responsibly address murderous gun violence. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Talking with USERF Commissioner Gary Bauer. Of course, that stands for United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Website is just that, USERF, USCIRF.org. You can track the work of the commission and some of these stories, such as we're discussing now. And Gary, if you would talk a little bit more about this particular man, Hu Shi Jin, and the fact you've taken him specially as a case to pursue. What can you tell us a little bit more? I read that he disappeared back in July of 2015 and then was tried a year or two later. But what's the situation? How did it unfold for him? And why did they target him, if you know?
Yes. Well, as you said, Don, Hu Shi Jin was arrested in July of 2015. There was a larger crackdown on human rights lawyers and activists, and he was caught up in that crackdown. We have no idea how many people were arrested, but it certainly was in the thousands. Nearly a year later, he was convicted in the Intermediate People's Court on the charge of subversion of state power. Now, there's a catch-all phrase. You know, yeah. Here we arrest people for robbing, for murder, for tax evasion, or so forth. But this is for subversion of state power. In other words, undermining the power of the Chinese government is a crime in China. And since that conviction, he's basically disappeared. And again, I want to emphasize, he's one of countless individuals, many of them Christians, that this is happening to. One of the things that's happening in churches that where the pastors are not arrested is that China is now insisting in those licensed churches that the churches accept facial recognition technology being installed in the churches. So imagine this Sunday, if your listeners are going to a local church, that when they walked into the into the sanctuary and sat down, up at the altar, usually hidden so it's not too obvious, there would be technology that was recording their faces and would be able to identify the names of the individuals that had attended the church service that day and whether or not they heard a sermon that some future Chinese bureaucrat may decide was subversion of Chinese power. So we're really talking about 1984 stuff here. And by the way, the president has raised questions, as have others, and we're concerned about it at USERF, on whether some U.S. technology companies may inadvertently or otherwise have allowed their technology to be used by the Chinese government to deny people their basic human rights in China.
Now, are these the three self churches that historically have been those that you could for years operate legally under, using the word legally in quotes, versus the underground churches?
That's exactly right. The licensed churches have to run their Sunday message by the government to assure the government that there isn't anything inappropriate being said. One of the things that's been disturbing in the last couple of years is that even these licensed churches are coming in for oppression. One of the biggest licensed churches in Beijing, its pastor was and his family was taken away in the middle of the night a few months ago. The underground churches, the name is not an exaggeration. I mean, the underground churches are small groups of Christians who will gather in somebody's home to study the Bible together. They literally, when somebody's getting baptized, they will baptize them in a local river or stream under cover of darkness. It's hard for us as Christians in the United States. We have our own issues, obviously, but it's hard for us to imagine living under these sorts of circumstances and trying to be a faithful believer in a country with the practices that the Chinese Communist Party is following against religious believers in that country.
In this last moment, then, give us advice and counsel, Gary, as to how to pray effectively, but also how to advocate. I mentioned at the outset of today's show, you know, there's two directions for advocacy. One is before the throne of heaven on our knees, but the other one is horizontal here on planet Earth, where we have means of speaking out. Can you help listeners who hear this and they say, well, what can I do?
Well, you're absolutely right, Don. The first thing is prayer. Pray for the persecuted church. Christians are being persecuted at levels today greater than any time in recorded history. So the media doesn't emphasize it. It's seldom talked about. But there is no doubt that Christians are the most persecuted religious group in the world today. Second of all, ask your pastor or your priest or your religious leader to periodically devote a Sunday at your church to pray for the persecuted church and to let people know what their fellow believers are dealing with and the dangers they face in countries like China. And finally, we're heading into an election cycle. People will be running for Congress and so forth. If you go to a town hall meeting or if a candidate knocks on your door running for federal office that wants your vote, ask him about whether he'll lower your taxes and those issues, but also ask whether he will lend his voice to speaking out for people that are being persecuted around the world, and specifically for Christians being persecuted in countries like China today.
Good advice. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again. Thank you for taking time to join me.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Don.
Again, Gary Bauer, he is one of the commissioners on USURF, and as he said, you can make a difference in both directions, praying first and often for the suffering church, but then also speaking to your local leaders, your church leaders, your congressmen, anywhere you can to help raise consciousness and awareness. You know, the scripture is very clear that we have, especially as the household of faith, an obligation toward our fellow believers in their sufferings. We are one in Christ, and they need us just as we need them. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, My insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, September 6th and 7th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It was so breathtaking that it's difficult to put into words. That very first sunrise over the Sea of Galilee filled me with awe and wonder, and I became very aware that my Lord Jesus had witnessed that very same view. I would love for you to witness it as well in all of the other amazing places we visit in Israel. So join us as we experience Israel December 2nd through the 11th. Call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211 or go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, and see it all.
Life-changing talk radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, welcomes The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young to its lineup weeknights at 10:30.
Jesus, crushed by our sin, lost the face of God. Why did he lose the face of God? He lost the face of God so when we all get to heaven, we can see the face of God.
The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, weeknights at 10:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
You know, we need to be reminded, I guess, of our Lord's practical teachings to us as we bear witness to the truth. He advised us to be wise as serpents but harmless as doves. And I tell you what, far too often we as followers of Christ tend to be self-defeating. We shoot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, in our supposed being exercised over the wrongs of the world. I'm looking at a story, an AP story out of Orange City, Iowa. A religious activist accused of burning four LGBT children's books that he checked out of a library in Iowa has been convicted of criminal mischief and fined. The Sioux County attorney, Thomas Kunsel, said 63-year-old Paul Robert Dorr was found guilty of the misdemeanor, ordered to pay $125 in fines and book court costs. Dorr himself posted a video to Facebook in October in which he denounced the Orange City Library for having the books, and he threw them into a burning barrel. He fought to have the case dismissed, saying he was singled out for prosecution because of his anti-gay message. But the judge rejected his argument, saying the only message being sent to him was that he cannot burn books that don't belong to him. I mean, come on, folks. Common sense. You don't go into the library and pull out the books you don't think you should be there, take them out and burn them, and then expect the court to protect your righteous indignation. Oh, let's get our heads screwed on straight here, shall we? As we bear witness to the truth and don't do stupid stuff that brings, unwarranted, unneeded, I guess, criticism on us. Let's keep our heads straight as we seek to follow the Lord in being salt and light.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.